Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of today's game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
From 121 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville, Florida, it's once again time for Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Hi, everybody. Matt Davis along with you. It's the penultimate game of the 2024 season, which means it's the penultimate Shrimp on Deck pregame show, and it's time to welcome in, for the second to last time of the season, Adam Glover. Adam, pleasure to have you on, as always, and, you know, let's dive into it. Jacksonville, surprisingly, came away with a win last night, and they were out hit 11-3. I shouldn't say surprised. This is a really good team, but when you get out hit 11-3, it doesn't really spell a recipe for success to win a ball game.
No, not at all. And this has been a pretty weird series in general, but the big catalyst was really the start they got from Robbie Snelling making his AAA debut. 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 2 runs, only one of them earned. He really kept them in the game, only really had that hiccup in the top of the 6th inning, the home run. Eventually another run came around to score, but yeah, there was not a lot of offensive strategy, let's say that, in yesterday's game. It was just taking advantage of mistakes, worked a couple of walks, wild pitch, scored 1 run, a hit by pitch for the go-ahead run. Just one of those games on paper that you think, yeah, this is a win right here for Gwinnett, and somehow Jacksonville came out on top.
Let's not forget that with Gwinnett scoring first in the top of the 6th, that's now 22 consecutive games dating back to July 30th that an opponent has scored first here at 121 Financial Ballpark. In those 22 contests, Jacksonville is 11-11. They are at 500 on the season in those games. They've played 72 home games, and the opponent has scored overall 50 times here in Jacksonville, and the Jumbo Shrimp are 33-39 in those 72 home games this season.
You know, 11-11 is a 500 record, but I think you got to at least be a little bit happy with that, because playing from behind is the hardest thing to do in any sport, especially in baseball as well, when it's just such a difficult sport. You fail 70% of the times, but to still come out with 11 wins in those 22 contests, some credit there to Jacksonville last night. Just another great example. But transitioning into tonight, maybe the best pitching matchup we've seen this entire series. Yonny Chirinos going for Jacksonville and Bryce Elder going for Gwinnett. Last night was an excellent pitching matchup, but Drew Hackenberg, Robbie Snelling, they're not really names. They're kind of just these newer guys to the league. Robbie Snelling was acquired recently by the Miami Marlins just a few months ago, but Yonny Chirinos, Bryce Elder, both with postseason experience, both with plenty of time at the major league level.
Absolutely. So it's less of a prospect game like it was yesterday. Obviously, Robbie Snelling came over in the trade with the San Diego Padres that sent Garrett Cooper and Brian Hoeing to San Diego at the trade deadline. He's a top prospect for the Marlins, and Hackenberg pitched like a top prospect for the Atlanta Braves. But you're right, tonight it's a little bit different. It's two guys that have major league experience that are kind of here to, you know, will their way back up to the majors where they've spent quite a lot of time. But it's been a successful campaign for both. Bryce Elder is the 7th Gwinnett pitcher to post at least 10 wins in a season. And Yonny Chirinos has been stellar with Jacksonville, 9-6, and his ERA is 3.66. Adam, we will take a deeper dive into both of these starting pitchers and both of these teams, and it is game 5 of 6 and game 148 of 149 for Jacksonville. The rest of the league, it is game 149 of 150. It's the penultimate game of 2024. It's the penultimate Shrimp on Deck. Scott Kornberg had a pregame conversation with Jacksonville manager Darren Brown. That was yesterday, and part 2 of that conversation is next. Adam and I will come back after that interview, take a dive into both of these teams, and Adam will give us our 2 impact players on both sides to pay attention to as Shrimp on Deck continues with Scott Kornberg and Darren Brown next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Welcome back to Jacksonville. We are nearing the start of the penultimate game of the regular season. Yesterday, you maybe heard our conversation with Darren Brown on some of his thoughts on the 2024 season here in Northeast Florida, and we'll pick up that conversation right now. The guys you called up this year, there are some great stories, maybe none better than Emmanuel Ramirez, and you give him that call in April. He's been in the minor leagues for 11 years. I think Johnny Pareda can go in this category as well. But both those guys have been in the minors forever, and they've played hundreds and hundreds, in Pareda's case, thousands of games in the minor leagues. What's it like as a manager to finally tell them that your dream is coming true?
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting to tell anybody at any time that they're going to the big leagues, but it's especially exciting when you know the guy, the grind that he's put in. You know, as a guy that's managed in the minor leagues and for a long time, I know the bus rides, I know the plane rides, I know the 4 a.m. buses, I know the getting on the bus at 11 o'clock at night after a game and arriving at the next city at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. And I know those guys have been through all that. And then to finally get that opportunity to, you're going to the big leagues. It's exciting for me to let them know, as I know it's exciting for them. But I would also say, you know, that for me to see the smile on their face when it first happens, or hear a couple of times it had to be a phone call and you can hear the pause that they're trying to actually process what I'm saying to them, and I give them that time because it's you know, there's congratulations in order, it's good luck, and you know that, and then always with a I don't want to see you again type thing, which is what I'd hope from all of them. But that is the fun part of this job. It's exciting when those guys, when you know they put the time in the minor leagues and they get an opportunity. But I'd also say, you know, it's exciting to tell a guy that's been there up and down that you're going back, because I know it's exciting for them to go and possibly have a chance to stay.
The Marlins organization, and you alluded to this, is so much different here at the end of September than it was in the beginning of April, just in terms of the young players. As you talked about, all the young guys you have in the lineup that you get to ride in every day. Obviously, even like Javier Sanoja's in the major leagues right now, for example. But when you think about where the Marlins are at, it seemed like they are starting to invest in their young players again. You get that sense with all these trades and the way that they want to see the De Los Santoses and Ramirez's and Cernos and Majors and up and down the list here all of a sudden. How do you take stock of the pivot that the Marlins have made here in 2024?
Well, I just think, you know, it's getting younger and getting prospects and pushing guys a little bit quicker. You know, you can always, you know, you can call it, I think, you know, aggressive development. Just when a guy's going pretty good, you move him, and the age doesn't really matter. I think, you know, the Snelling kid tonight's a perfect example of that. I think, you know, you look at what some of these guys have done. You know, De Los Santos, you look what he did in Double A. He needed to move. The age didn't really matter. And then he's went on and done what he's done, you know, for the rest of the year at the Triple A level. So, and he's 21 years old. So, you know, that's exciting because you see what he could be. Hopefully some of these guys that, you know, you'd like to think maybe he's in a position next year to help right off the bat. But, again, they're young kids. You don't want to – I don't know that you want to rush them to the big leagues, but at the same time, you want to push them and hopefully just prepare them for when they get there, that they're ready to stay there and they're ready to contribute. So, you know, it is exciting. Like I said, when I'm writing a lineup and seven or eight guys are 23 years old or younger, that kind of says a lot that we have some good young players that are at a high level that hopefully in the next year or two that they'll be able to contribute at the major leagues.
This last question for you. Do you notice an energy difference with these young guys here versus the guys? There are guys who have come up and down and are older veterans, but overall, is there a different vibe you see in September than maybe in April?
When you got younger guys, you got some guys that hadn't been used to playing this late. And, you know, we play 150 games, whatever it is, here in AAA now. So some of these guys have been used to being home a week or two earlier. I don't know that it's a different vibe. I know that, you know, we do have, we may see some things on the field that we probably wouldn't be used to seeing at AAA sometimes. That's just guys learning. The inexperienced, some of the mistakes that we see are things we just address and move on. But
experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East West Classic is part of the weekend.
Three more games left here, and I hammer these guys about the big league club plays next week. You got to still keep yourself prepared in case an opportunity arises. So it's fun for me because you get your coach, when you're coaching younger kids, you kind of, you know, there's just some things that you assume at this level and you can't assume when you got a younger group. You got an older group, you just assume they know some things, and most of the time you're right. But with a younger group, you just assume that they don't know and go from there.
As always, thank you for making time for us throughout the season. Hope you have a great fall and winter ahead with your family.
Okay, I appreciate it, Scott.
That's Darren Brown. More to come on Shrimp on Deck next. This is the Jumbo.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back for the final segment of Shrimp on Deck, Matt Davis and Adam Glover. And Adam, you take a look at, you know, we talked about these pitchers before the break. Yonny Chirinos and Bryce Elder. It's going to be a really great matchup. This is a little bit more based on experience than it was about prospects. Yonny Chirinos, significant time in the majors. Bryce Elder, significant time in the majors. He's also a World Series champion. So a lot of experience going on the hill for both sides in this game, and it's the penultimate contest of 2024. So when you kind of look, you could see Yanni's last start in Charlotte didn't go the way he wanted. It was on the 12th. Jacksonville lost 9-4 and he gave up 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 innings, 2 home runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts on 70 pitches. And, you know, he's kind of been up and down. In his last 4 starts, Jacksonville is just 1-3 in those starts against a couple of different teams, Charlotte, Louisville, Norfolk. And each of those times, each team has scored over 5 runs or more.
Right. In a game like this, really, with Yonny going through a bit of a difficult stretch for him, for Gwinnett, you're going to need a guy like Luke Williams at the top of their lineup right now who can get on base at a very good rate. Somebody who's kind of a little under the radar when it comes to this roster that has like Nacho Alvarez and Drake Baldwin hitting the ball so well. So having Luke Williams, who can steal as well, 17 stolen bags this year, almost double-digit home runs, is a perfect guy to face off against Yonny Chirinos. And then on the flip side, I mean, you got Bryce Elder. His last time against Jacksonville back in July, I mean, he was a speedrunner essentially out there. 95 pitches, 7 very strong innings. So getting really production out of Davis and De Los Santos tonight will be key for them, especially if you can get a few guys like Jacob Marcy, Jacob Berry ahead of him on base. That's crucial in having success. In addition, you got so many other really solid guys in the lineup for Jacksonville. You know, we mentioned Augustine Ramirez a little bit as well. He didn't have a great night last night, but in total this series, he's having one of the best series that any Jumbo Shrimp player has had all season long. It's from top to bottom a really strong, really strong lineup, and they're going to need that for Bryce Elder. Like you said, 25 years old, a World Series champion, tons of experience out there on the mound. Easily one of the tougher pitchers that Jacksonville has faced this year and will face maybe in next season as well.
Couldn't agree with you more. As the teams take the field right now, it's been a great series so far. Looking forward to more. Two really great pitchers and both teams on the field, and this means it's time for the national anthem. This has been Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan when it's time to buy or refinance. Hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air. High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leaps, and he took it back. Gerard Encarnacio grabs a home run. Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center. Back is Wall, looking, goodbye. What an offensive day for Dane Myers. 4 for 4.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
Liner in the air to center, base hit. Chavez scores a third. And now the ball gets by Harrison all the way to the warning track. Edwards comes in to score. And a wholesale run for this. He scores. Myers reaches in that third. He slides in. Makes the throw. A little league home run.
2 batters ago.
And now Sanchez swings. It's a drive out to right center. Jazz Chisholm Jr. on the run. Lays out and makes the catch.
The 2-2.
Swing and a miss. David Smelter strikes out Hackenberg. And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp's history.
Now let's go live to the park for the ball of today's game here.
Only 2 games remain in the regular season. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp matchup tonight with a sellout crowd in the seating bowl here at 121 Financial Ballpark against the Gwinnett Stripers. Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis. The rest of our broadcast crew here at 121 Financial Ballpark is Joey Robertson, Adam Glover, and for Jacksonville, coming off a really nice victory. 3-2 yesterday. They scored 2 in the 8th. Elvis Alvarado brought the gas in the 9th. They're 71-76, 36-36 in the second half of the year. And the Gwinnett Stripers, 72-76, and 37-36 on the campaign. There is a humongous crowd here, and it is a beautiful night for baseball. 80 degrees and another great pitching matchup. Yonny Chirinos and Bryce Elder dueling today for these two clubs. Here's the lineup for the Gwinnett Stripers. And Chirinos will try to go through. Luke Williams, the second baseman, leads off. Nacho Alvarez Jr. at third base, hitting second. And Drake Baldwin, the DH, bats third. Chadwick Trump doing the catching and hitting cleanup. Harold Ramirez in right field, fifth. Luke Waddell, the shortstop, bats sixth. Hitting seventh, playing first base, Brian Anderson. Andrew Velazquez, the left fielder, is eighth. And J.P. Martinez, center fielder, bats ninth. Bryce Elder on the mound for Gwinnett. Williams, Alvarez, Jr., Baldwin. Trump, Ramirez, Waddell. Anderson, Velazquez, Martinez. Yonny Chirinos throwing to Ali Sanchez, his catcher. Davison De Los Santos over at first. Harrison Spahn at second base. Third baseman, Bennett Hostetler. And Jared Serna is at short. Chirinos, third base side. Right-hand batting Williams. Here's the first pitch of the game. Swing and a miss. A sinker at the bottom of the zone. We're underway here at 6:39 local time in Northeast Florida. Jacob Marcy in left. Dane Myers is standing in the sun in center. Same thing for Jacob Berry in right. The 0-1 from Chirinos. Swing and a foul at home plate. And it's 0-2. Shadows cover the playing surface, save for deep center field and deep right field. Not a cloud in the sky. Little breeze in from left tonight. And the seating bowl here is completely sold out. 0-2, here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Strike three. Yonny Chirinos, who's enjoying a fantastic season, punches at Luke Williams. And there's one away to begin the ball game. Here's Nacho Alvarez Jr. Seating ball goes from the corner in right field, wrapping around home plate all the way down the third baseline until about two-thirds of the way down the line. The berm beyond that is absolutely packed. Here's the pitch to Alvarez Jr. And it's a sinker. It's low. It's ball one. Coors Light Tiki Terrace, MC Bass, Electrical Contractor, Home Run Porch. Both are crowded as well. And really should be a fun atmosphere, fan appreciation night here. 1-0 coming. Fastball is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Home plate umpire, Ben Phillips. He's the crew chief. Mitch Treziak is the first base umpire, and Willie Traynor is over at third. Two balls, no strikes in Alvarez Jr. Here it comes. Fastball sears the outside corner at the knees. It's 2-1. Jacksonville and their Blacktops were at Duval County in the Sang here. Started with the Jaguars across the parking lot beyond the right field wall. Here's the 2-1. Liner behind second into center field. That's a base hit. Alvarez Jr., one out single. He's on first, and here's Drake Baldwin, left-hand batter, and a scoreless top of the first inning. Across the chest, this is just a pink kind of outline. Duval with the three U's. The teal St. John's River pattern on the bottom of those letters. Hot pink number beneath that. Also on the back with teal trim, white pants, black caps, pink brims, the Shrimp Vice logo on the front. Pitch to Baldwin. And a slider is low, ball one. Road graves for Gwinnett. Gwinnett in navy across the chest with green trim. Navy number, green trim beneath that. Also on the back, no name. Gray pants, navy caps, the G logo on the front. Here's the 1-0. Down and in with a sinker. Two balls and no strikes. Yanni Chirinos, he's 9-6 with a 3.66 ERA. Coming off his worst start of the season, but before that, had given up more than three earned runs in a game only four times out of 20 starts. He's just been a bedrock, the 2-0. Low and away with a slider, it's ball three. 105 and two-thirds innings here. Also 30 innings in the major leagues. Veteran right-hander at 30 years old. He said in the beginning of the year, 3-0. Fastball down the middle, strike one. His goal was to get back to the major leagues. He was actually a brief teammate in Atlanta with Bryce Elder, who's the starting pitcher on the other side for the Stripers tonight. For a small amount of time last year, Chirinos, of course, came up with the Rays. Long stint with injuries, 3-1. Inside ball four, so a single with one out, then a walk. First and second, here's Chadwick Trump. Right-hand batter and a scoreless top of the first inning. And you know, he'd really been a mainstay in the major leagues before those injuries. And so for him, now at 30 years old, to continue to dedicate, it's not rededicate, it's continue to dedicate, because nobody works harder on this team. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batting Trump. Ground ball to third, could be two. Hostetler bobbles, though, goes to second. It's not in time. So the bases are loaded with one out. A ground ball to third. It wasn't all that hard hit. And Hostetler just had it hit off his mitt and then probably should have gone to first base. He would have had the out there had he done so, but he wanted two. And his throw to second was not in time. So that's an error. And the bases are loaded with one out. And here's Harold Ramirez. We've said this before, but Jeremy Powell, the pitching coach here, he has said that it is absolute pleasure to coach Yanni Chirinos. Just how hard that guy works, what he brings every single day to the team. Here's the pitch, and it's low with a slider. It's ball one and Ramirez. Just the intensity that, okay, I'm a starting pitcher. Yeah, I threw yesterday, but these 4 or 5 days, whatever it is in between, I'm going to bring it every single day. An example, the 1-0. Ground ball back to the mound. Chirinos fields, flips it home for one. That's all they'll get. Fielder's choice, 1-2. Alvarez forced out at the plate. Baldwin goes to third. Trump to second. And Ramirez on at first. There's two outs. scoreless top of the first inning. Here's Luke Waddell, left-hand batter. Little number back to the mound. And Chirinos, great job pouncing on him like a cat and then quickly lobbing it home. And now Gwinnett needs a hit.
Well, sometimes that could be one of the tougher plays, getting off the mound quickly to field it and then toss home.
The pitch outside with a fastball, ball one.
Just because there's a lot going through your mind. Bases loaded, a lot of moving parts. And, you know, even the slightest little misstep or misthrow could have led to the first run of the game.
Outfield to pull and Waddell, they're not very deep. One ball, no strikes from Chirinos. He kicks and fires. Slider up high, 2-0.
Challenge.
Early challenge from Jacksonville catcher Ollie Sanchez. So the first one of the day. And that pitch was too high. Indeed, it was called correctly by Ben Phillips. And so Jacksonville loses their first of two challenges with two outs here in the top of the first inning. So they have one challenge for the remainder of the game. 2-0 on Waddell. Here it comes. Fastball down the middle. That's a strike. Chirinos is such an example for the younger players on this team with how he goes about his business. Just an outstanding personality. 2-1 to Waddell. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 2-2. It's a guy who's overcome everything. He signed for $10,000 out of Venezuela. Two, and now time is called by Sanchez. Base is loaded, two outs, no score at top of the first. Here's the 2-2 from Chirinos. High fly ball, not deep. Center field, Myers to his left, camps out under it, plucks the ball out of the air, sign retired. Gwinnett, which left 10 runners on yesterday, leaves the bases loaded here in the top of the first. No run to hit. Three left, middle of the first. No score. Jacksonville coming to bat next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at everbank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting five military appreciation nights throughout the 2024 season. On April 21st, May 30th, July 1st, August 4th, and September 19th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or on the day of the game. In addition, for every home game at 1-1 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 field reserve tickets and $10 dugout reserve tickets. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
No score, bottom of the first. Bryce Elder, the big Texan on the mound. Here's the lineup he'll face for Jacksonville. Jacob Marcy leads off. He's in left field. Jacob Berry bats second. He's in right field. Dane Myers hits third. He's in center field. The cleanup man is Davison De Los Santos, the first baseman. The DH, Augustine Ramirez, bats fifth. Jared Serna, shortstop, hits sixth. Batting seventh, doing the catching, Ollie Sanchez. Bennett Hostetler, third baseman, is eighth. And Harrison Spahn at second base, ninth. Elder into his windup, pitch to Marcy, righty-lefty. Fastball is high, it's ball one. Marcy, Barry Myers, De Los Santos, Ramirez, Serna, Sanchez, Hostetler, and Spahn. Pitch here. Fastball on the outside corner at 91. It's a ball and a strike. Bryce Elder is also having a nice season. 3.5 ERA for the Stripers. 10-5 record. Here's the 1-1 coming. Ground ball fouled on the first base side. It's 1-2. Brian Anderson over at first base. Second baseman Luke Williams. Nacho Alvarez Jr. at third. Luke Waddell is at short. 1-2 coming. Low with a fastball. Andrew Velazquez in left. J.P. Martinez in center. And Harold Ramirez is in right field. 2-2 to Marcy. Way inside with a sinker. And the count is full. If Bryce Elder can win in this game, as in be the winning pitcher, he would move into a tie for third in Gwinnett franchise history for wins in a single season. It would not have with Kyle Wright. 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four. Leadoff walk in a scoreless bottom of the first. Here's Jacob Berry. Right now he's also tied with Kyle Wright from 2021, but this would be 2019 Kyle Wright, who went 11-4. The all-time leader is Julio Teheran, who had 15 during the 2011 campaign. Switch hitter from the left side and Jacob Berry. Here's the pitch from Elder. Sinker strike on the outside corner, nothing in one.
That's a great 2011 season for Teheran with Gwinnett. 15-3, ZRA 2.55.
Well, that year in Stripers history, or at the time, Gwinnett Braves history, here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good change up. It's 0-2. They finished with a 3.33 ERA. That is the best team ERA in Gwinnett history by a humongous margin. Second place is 4.29 in 2019, nearly a full run higher. They're at 4.31 this year. It would be the third best in franchise history. They potentially can get to second best depending how they pitch today and tomorrow. 0-2. Fastball low and away. A ball and a strike. So the franchise really known for pitching. That 2011 team was really special. Say, Ron obviously was the ace of that team. A ball and two strikes coming now. The pitch. Little tapper back to the mound. Elder fields. Looks to second, throws to second, just in time. The stretch of the shortstop, Waddell, a bang-bang play, and there's one out. A fielder's choice, 1-6. Elder came to the right of the mound, bobbled the ball. He still threw to second, and he just got it there in time. So Marcy forced out there. Berry is on at first base, and here's Dean Myers, right-hand batter. Pitch. Line shot, deep left center field. Velazquez ranging over. This ball just dies in the alleyway, and Velazquez makes the catch for the out. Boy, Myers seemed to hit that one pretty well, and it just sort of got knocked down by the breeze out in left center field. And there's two outs. Berry back to first base, and here's Davis and De Los Santos. That 2011 Gwinnett team, by the way, pitching-wise, for all the success that they had, it really not a ton of notable names. But Teheran's won the pitch. De Los Santos looks at a fastball. It's inside. It's ball one. I mean, Herodes Vizcaino had six outings there. Mike Minor was a starter.
Wow.
Randall Delgado, very brief time, the 1-0. Called strike with a slider on the outside corner.
Those are a couple of throwback names.
Yeah.
Randall Delgado.
And they had big leaguers, but it wasn't, they're not noticeable names.
No. But those are just, you know, they weren't superstars. They were just your run-of-the-mill major leaguers.
1-1. High pop-up, left side, shortstop Waddell comes in into his left, puts it away, side retired. Leadoff walk, nothing more. No runs, no hits, one runner left on base, end of an inning. No score. Jacksonville and Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Scoreless top of the second, bottom of the Guadana order. Anderson Velasquez, Martinez, Johnny Chirinos back to work. He was very busy in the top of the first inning. He threw 20 pitches. Now facing off with Brian Anderson. Well, we mentioned this briefly. Johnny Chirinos signed with the Rays for $10,000. That is it. International free agent in June of 2012 out of Venezuela. On March 25th, 2018, he made the Tampa Bay opening day roster, and he made his debut on April 1st, a long relief role. He threw four scoreless innings, and his tenure in the major leagues was incredible to begin with. Rays have always had great pitching. Here's the pitch to Anderson. Fastball down in the zone, called strike one. Chirino set a franchise record by pitching his first 14 and two-thirds innings without allowing an earned run. Pitch now. Breaking ball down and away. A ball and a strike. It really gotten to be into their rotation, into their staff. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the plate. It's 1-2. And then on August 16th, 2020, he started against the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was put on the injured list pretty soon after. 1-2, up and away with a slider, two balls and two strikes, and then it ended up that he needed Tommy John surgery. Again, this is August of 2020. 13 months later, he's very close to coming back. 2-2 to Anderson. Ground ball the first, right at De Los Santos, who fields it and takes it to the pillow himself. One away in the scoreless top of the second. Here's Andrew Velasquez, who bats on the left side. He's throwing batting practice, so he is getting really close to coming back. And he fractured his elbow while throwing batting practice, and so 13 months after Tommy John surgery, he has to get another surgery that sets him back another year. Pitch to Velasquez. Swing! And a miss. A sinker beneath the zone. It's 0-1. And Johnny Chirinos, at that point, I mean, he was in tears. He loves baseball. He loves baseball. The 0-1. Swing and a foul at home plate. It's 0-2. And you would think every player out there loves baseball, but that is not the case. That was really difficult for him to go through. He finally came back September 8th, 2022, with 752 days between appearances for Johnny Chirinos. Facing the Red Sox, came out of the bullpen, 0-2. Wave and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. He can still bring it. That was 96 miles per hour from Johnny Chirinos. It's his second strikeout. And there's two away. No score, top of the second. Here's J.P. Martinez, left-hand swinger. Chirinos, three scoreless innings. And that was his comeback after 2 years plus away. Here comes. Swing and a foul at home plate. It's 0-1. And he ended up getting the win. And it was his first win since August 4th, 2019. He thought back to that in particular when Jacksonville was in Durham, their first road trip
to start the season. That was an emotional time for him. The Tampa Bay Rays were the team he was with when all this was going down. And he said, I couldn't have done it without them. He'd been with them his whole life in the majors, the 0-1 and minors. Slider missed up high. A ball and a strike again. Signing with Tampa Bay in 2012. He was with Tampa Bay through about half of last season. Almost 12 years in one organization. Here's the 1-1. Outside with a slider. Two balls and one strike. I think just the respect that he had for the Rays organization and coming back there, for how he was treated, it meant a lot to him. 2-1 on the way. Sinker strike on the inside corner. It's 2-2. He had a brief time with Atlanta last year, only 5 starts. Still a good things to say about the Braves organization. It didn't really work out for him there, but it's been great to see him throw very well this season. 2-2. Little number hit towards third on the ground. Hostetler comes in, stumbling, bumbling, fields, and his throw to first is very high. It pulls De Los Santos off the bag, and Martinez is safe. So it looked like Hostetler coming in kind of lost his footing a bit, and he threw off balance to first, and it was too high. And there's a two-out base runner for Gwinnett on an error, and here's Luke Williams, right-hand hitter.
That's a really tough start for Hostetler. When he was charging in, it looked like he tried to get around the baseball to one side, but it got on him a little quick. And so when he reached in between the middle of his body, he kind of lost his footing and couldn't set himself to throw.
Runner goes, the pitch up high. Throw down to second base is way offline. And an easy steal for J.P. Martinez. That's 214 stolen bases for Gwinnett. And that is the third most in AAA. They have the best success rate in AAA at 86% now. They were at 85.9 before that.
They have a lot of quick guys on their team, and J.P. Martinez is one of them. And I think that's also why Hostetler didn't set his feet to throw. He knew that the quick Martinez, he just had to throw it and couldn't set himself.
Ball, no strikes. Here it is. High fly ball, deep left field. Marcy on the run, galloping back, looking up, and it clanks off the wall. Martinez rounds third and scores. Williams cruises to second with an RBI double. It's 1-0 Gwinnett, top of the second. That is now 22 home games in a row for the Jumbo Shrimp, 23, excuse me, in which the visiting team at this ballpark has scored first. RBI double for Luke Williams, who is 6-for-14 now in his last 4 games.
What's crazy? Jacksonville is only 500 in those games where opponents score first at home. They're 11-11 after the win last night.
Right, you would think they'd be doing much worse, but they battled back. They'll have to do so again. Here's Alvarez Jr., the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. It's ball one. So an RBI double for Luke Williams. He's on second with 2 outs. Gwinnett leads 1-0 top of the second. One ball, no strikes. Here it comes. Sinker sears the inside corner. It's 1-1. Outfield straight up. Alvarez Jr., a terrific player. He is really fun to watch. Only 21 years old. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to third. It's foul. It's 1-2. He made his major league debut a few weeks ago. Eight games with Atlanta. Struggled, 3-for-30, but man, the guy made the show, and he was 21. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen foul. We'll do it again. He's from California. Nacho Alvarez Jr. Went to Riverside City College. Braves got him 5th round. A ball and two strikes. Chirinos looks at second. Comes home. High fly ball, deep center field. Myers galloping back on the track, reaches up, makes the catch, side retired. But when that gets a run on one hit, they leave one at the end of an inning and a half. It's 1-0. Stripers as about 40 kids run into the field for some contest. Middle of the second, 1-0 went out of the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Well, then ahead 1-0, bottom of the second, Ramirez, Serna, and Sanchez. 5, 6, and 7 in the Jacksonville order. Bryce Elder committed a cardinal sin in the first, a leadoff walk, but it did not come back to bite him. Here's the pitch to Ramirez. He swings and lifts it foul over the screen behind home plate, 0-1. Gorgeous evening, golden light shining beyond this ballpark. Not a cloud in the sky, 80 degrees, and a sellout crowd in the seating bowl here. The 0-1 coming. Low with a changeup, one ball and one strike. Coming out of high school, Bryce Elder, who has pitched in the major leagues parts of the last three seasons with Atlanta. 1-1. In the dirt with a slider. Two balls and one strike. Had zero Division I offers. He'd already committed to Texas. 1-2. Breaking ball. Check swing. No swing. Two balls and two strikes. But to get to commit to Texas, 2-2 is low with a changeup. Kenneth Bull. Head coach went to a summer All-Star game. Just so happened that Elder played in the same travel team, 3-2. Swing and a miss. Good slider on 3-2. Strike three. He's got his first strikeout. One away in the bottom of the second. 1-0 going out. Here's Jared Serna, right-hand batter. Brendan Davis had already committed to Texas. They were watching him, and they saw Bryce Elder. And pitching coach Philip Miller was there, and they gave him that offer shortly after the pitch in the way. Breaking ball just missed outside. It's ball one. And then people were like, oh, wait, Texas is recruiting this guy. We should probably recruit this guy, but he decided to go to UT, 1-0. Breaking ball is low, two balls and no strikes.
Hard to get a kid from Texas to not go to Texas.
Yeah, if they're offering him.
Right, right.
He was going to go to Howard Junior College. 2-0, low with a sinker. Ball three. And really, not for baseball, but for golf, the 3-0. Fastball downstairs, ball four. It's a one-out walk. Serna is on. And here comes Ollie Sanchez. So Elder didn't play baseball his freshman year of high school. Pitch to Sanchez. Fastball is inside. It's ball one. Didn't really like the coach, but we had a new coach sophomore year, and he went down to go throw the 1-0. Breaking ball is low, two balls and no strikes. Brian Tickle, and Tickle, when Elder was a junior, I mean, he kind of got him to believe that the next level was possible. Elder kind of just looked at baseball for fun. 2-0. Slider on the inside corner. It's 2-1. One out runner on first. 1-0 Gwinnett here in the bottom of the second. And he pretty much bluntly told him, listen, I think you could play baseball in college at a very competitive level. Here's the 2-1. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. It's 2-2. So they wanted him to play summer ball, to kind of have some more competitive games, if you will. We told you how Texas found him. It was through summer ball. It was because of Brian Tickle, his high school coach. So Tickle called this guy, and Elder went to go throw for him, and Elder had all these vacations planned in the summer. But they said, yeah, you know, we like you a lot. We could use you. And that's how we got on that team, the 2-2. Line shot down the left field line. Well struck towards the corner. It's fair, and one hops against the wall. Cerna around second, cruises to third. The throw comes into second base. But not in time. Sanchez has a double. And second and third, one out. Jackson will down a run. And here's Bennett Hostetler in the bottom of the second. So a laser beam double down the line. Second and third, one out. And Hostetler, the batter. So when Elder came back from summer ball, I mean, he really found that he loved baseball, and he was also pretty darn good. And he kind of bet on himself from there. He ended up pitching back-to-back no-hitters his senior year pitch. A little bit low. Fastball, it's ball one. In that All-Star game in summer ball, that's where he caught the eye of UT, the 1-0. Little roller down the third base side is foul. It's 1-1. And feel this come in, by the way, for Gwinnett. It's interesting talking with Darren Brown about this before the game. So yesterday it was 3-2, Jacksonville leading, top of the ninth inning, second and third, one out. And he elected to bring the infield in. And he's had a pretty simple rationale, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a slider on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-2. He said, yeah, they could have gotten a ball that snuck through the infield, and we would have been down just like that. But I try to play to win, not to play to lose, or play not to lose. And he said there's a major difference between those two things. Ball and two strikes. Here it comes. Fly ball in the air to right field. Pretty deep on the run. Ramirez looks up. That's over his head. One hops against the wall. Cerna scores from third. Sanchez rounds third and comes in as well. 2-run double for Bennett Hostetler. Jacksonville leads it 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. And a game where he's committed two errors right now that certainly atones for those two errors, and it flips the game on its head, and now Jacksonville's in front 2-1 on the bat of Bennett Hostetler. And here's Harris' spot. They're looking for more. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a slider down and away. It's ball one. So Jacksonville has their first lead. The 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner. It's 0-2. Spot tapping home plate. Went to Cal Baptist. The 0-2 coming. Line drive towards left center. That's a base hit. Hostetler thought that ball could have been caught, so he at first went back towards second before advancing to third. He stops there. And Harrison Spahn is the fourth consecutive base runner for the Jumbo Shrimp. Runners on the corners, one out. top of the lineup, Jacob Marcy coming in. It's a one-run lead at the moment. Infield will stay in double play depth. A big hitter for Bryce Southern because there's some dangerous bats upcoming. Already four consecutive base runners. Strikeout to start the inning, then a walk, double, two-run double, single. Here's the pitch to Marcy. And the lefty stares at a changeup outside. It's ball one. Little looper left field, that'll tuck in, base hit. Hostetler comes in from third and scores. Spahn stops at second. That is five consecutive base runners. RBI single for Jacob Marcy. And it's 3-1 Jacksonville in the second. Still only one out, and here is Jacob Berry. Pitch from Elder. Low went away with a changeup at 12-1. They take a look at a lot of these new faces that have come up from AA or AA and other organizations. You know, they've been in AAA now for a little bit over 20 games. You're kind of hoping that even though it's to close the season, they're settling in now.
1-0. Missed it foul. Third base side. Then a play. It's 1-1.
And Elder's not a guy that's going to overpower them with 95, 96, 97, but he's a guy that is really good at locating his pitches. He has a lot of different pitch mixes. And so you see that how they're, you know, having a little bit of success here. You're hoping that this is going to take them into the end of the season and into next season as they settle into, you know, the better part of two seasons in AAA to get them ready for the majors.
Yeah, Darren Brown has a lot of really exciting things to say about this group. That he's got a lot of talent on this roster. 1-1, one out, first and second. Jacksonville leads by two in the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a fastball up high. It's 1-2. Now Bryce Elder grew up about 50 miles away from the Texas Rangers. He used to go there all the time with his family as a kid. And the Braves, 1-2. High ball, center field is pretty deep. Martinez on the run, shy of the track. He makes the catch. Spahn tags him second, moves up to third. There's two outs here in the second. Marcy remains at first. Here's Dean Myers, the right-hand batter. When Elder is with the Braves, he got a chance to pitch at the Rangers. So Braves and Rangers. And in the morning of his start, he took his grandmother out to breakfast. Kind of a way that things came full circle for him. Decatur, Texas native. Here's the pitch to Myers. Ball strike with a slider on the outside corner, 0-1. Spahn on third, Marcy on first with two outs. Ripped by two in the second. Here's the 0-1. Line drive, center field, another hit. Up the alleyway. Spahn scores from third. Marcy's heading to third. Gets the stop set as the throw comes back in at second. RBI single, Dane Myers. It's 4-1 Jacksonville. So that is five hits in the inning. Runners on the corner, still two outs. The ninth man to hit is Davison De Los Santos. And it looks like Gwinnett is going to get their bullpen up right now. The pitch. Inside with a sinker. It's ball one. Right-hander starting to throw. Alan Wine is the pitch. No. Two balls and no strikes. A former starter.
Second baseman Williams up the middle. Huge hole right side. 2-0 pitch. Sinker strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. 4-1. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett. Bottom of the second. Runners on the corners and two outs. Here's the 2-1. Slider low and away. Ball three. And Elder's got to be really careful here. Halo Santos way in front, 3-1. He's got the most homers and RBIs in the minor leagues. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul on the ground down the third base side. It hit off Halo Santos in the box. It's 3-2. Myers will get a head start over on first base. Augustine Ramirez is on deck. Three-two, runner on first goes. The pitch is in the air to center, not deep. Martinez in and squeezes near his Navy cap. Sign retired. But Jacksonville picks up four runs on five hits. They leave a pair, and they take a 4-1 lead over Gwinnett through two on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for the Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Third inning, 4-1. Jacksonville in front of Gwinnett, and Matt Yannicciarino's back out there after a four spot in the second has given the Jumbo Shrimp the advantage.
Well, Yanni's looking to kind of right the ship after his last couple of starts during that two-week road trip. Kind of was a little bumpy in Louisville and Charlotte. He combined to throw six innings in those two starts. He gave up eight runs, all earned on 10 hits. Only four strikeouts against three walks. Also surrendered two homers. Drake Baldwin leads off, and the left-hander takes a sinker in the dirt for ball one. Now, didn't get a ton of run support. Louisville won 6-5 and on the fifth, and Charlotte won 9-4 on the 12th. The 1-0 is a sinker called a strike at the knee center of the plate. To Baldwin, it's one ball and one strike. A little bit of run support now. Jacksonville in a nine-batter, four-run inning on five hits to put them on top. 1-1 on the way to Baldwin. Swing, shoots a hard ground ball through the hole on the right side, and that's out to right field. One batter into the third, and it's the third hit of the night for the Stripers. A leadoff single is hit pretty hard on the screws by Baldwin. That'll bring up Chadwick Tromp. So, you know, the hope is that, you know, they get a little bit of length out of Yanni again. His last two starts, they haven't gotten a lot out of him. Just three innings in those two starts. In his third inning now, he's got a three-run advantage, 4-1. Tromp 0-for-1. He reached base on an E5 back in the first inning. Infield at double play depth from the stretch. The pitch is a slider spinning on the outside corner at the knees, called a strike. It's 0-1 to Tromp. More runs, five hits, two errors for Jacksonville. And for the Stripers, a run on three hits. Chirino's ready from the stretch. The 0-1 to Tromp. Watches a sinker pass at the knees on the inside corner. It's called a strike again. And Yanni Chirinos is out ahead. No balls and two strikes. Outfield straight ahead for the right-handed swinger. Marinos ready, holds at the belt. Right-hander is 0-2. This is high and away with a sinker. One ball and two strikes. Trump from Orenistad, Aruba. Time called. Still 1-2. Long pause by Chirinos. Watches Baldwin take a lead at first. Not all that far off the bag. The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Chasing a splitter in the dirt for strike three, and Chirinos says his third strikeout of the night. There's the first out of the frame. The top of the third. Jacksonville up by three, and that'll bring up Harold Ramirez on a fielder's choice with the bases loaded in the first. A slow bouncing ball hit back to Chirinos. It went 1-2. It was an inning in which Gwinnett stranded the bases loaded. Fresh count to the righty. Still a double play depth in the infield. The first pitch. Ramirez lays off a sinker in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Spot at second. Cerna at short. Middle infield is in. Double play depth. Outfield is middle deep. A little bit playing more shallow to Ramirez. Chirinos sent the 1-0 to the righty. Breaking ball, back pick to first. Tag is late, and that pitch missed inside. It's 1-1 to Ramirez. And Ramirez and the runner at first, Baldwin, safe on the back throw. Thank you to Matthias Jacksonville for listening in on this penultimate game of 2024 for the Jumbo Shrimp. Chirinos ready. The 1-1 on the way. Ramirez lifts the hands out of the way. Sinker misses inside for ball two. 4-1. Jacksonville in front. Ramirez from Cartagena, Colombia. Chirinos ready. The 2-1 to the Colombian. Breaking ball called a strike. And he's outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. One away, and Gwinnett down by three. So if Ramirez can find a way on, the potential tying run would be at the plate. That would be Luke Waddell, a very dangerous southpaw swinger. Chirinos ready. Gets the sign he likes from the catcher, Sanchez. The pitch. Swing, bouncing ball hit to short. Could be two. Cerner fields. Quick throw to second one. Back to first. Not in time. A great turn by Harrison Spahn. It was like a hot potato. Caught it, threw it in the same motion to first, but it was just a hair late, and Ramirez reaches on a 6-4 fielder's choice. That would have been a tremendous double play. Instead, it ends with only one out, and on the replay, ooh, that was close. That's as bang-bang as it gets. And the first base umpire, Mitch Treziak, calls him safe. That'll bring up Waddell to the plate with two outs. He takes a first pitch sinker at the knees. Inside corner called a strike. It's 0-1. Infield plays Waddell to pull. The pitch home. Reaches, swings. It's a looping fly ball to left on the run. Marcy, it hangs up for him. And he makes the galloping catch into left center field. Side retired. In the inning for the Stripers, no runs, a hit, and one man left on base. Home half of the third, Jacksonville on top by three. It's 4-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable Family Fund.
fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Home half of the third inning, and Jacksonville's got a three-run lead. It's 4-1, and after a nine-batter second inning, they'll have Augustine Ramirez, Jared Serna, and Ali Sanchez lead off. 5, 6, and 7 in the order, and they're going to bat against Bryce Elder. He remains in the game and still up. He was throwing. Now he's walking back to the bench, so Winans has sat back down. I don't know if he's going to go back to throwing. It looks like he's going to put a jacket on. The first pitch to the righty, Ramirez. He swings. It's a bouncing ball foul into the third base dugout. It's nothing and one. So Jacksonville up by three. They're facing a tough right-hander in Bryce Elder. Scott, you were talking about him a little earlier in his journey to the University of Texas. Touched a little bit on his high school baseball career, the 0-1. Check swing. A breaking ball is called a strike anyway at the knees on the outside corner. It's 0-1, but Decatur's about 45 minutes away, or say 45 miles away from Fort Worth, Texas. And Elder, the 0-2 to Ramirez, swings. It's a laser foul over the netting on top of their first base dugout. Keep it at 0-2. Well, he had to travel. He was playing travel ball at a young age. But by the time he reached fifth grade, he had to drive an hour to practice twice a week. And as you said, he loved his family vacations. He loved his family's boat. And he got tired of missing weekends on his family's boat and instead driving an hour to practice twice a week. And so he actually quit baseball in fifth grade. And then he began playing golf with his friends, and he became one of the top teenage golfers in the DFW area. And that is a huge area. I think in America it is the top five media market, DFW. It is humongous. Encompasses Dallas, Fort Worth, and a slew of other cities. 0-2 after a mound meeting is a fastball missing upstairs to Ramirez. One ball and two strikes. And the interesting thing is that he still had a love for baseball. He loved the mental aspects, the intricacies. 1-2. The sinker misses off the plate outside. Ramirez lays off. It's called ball two. And so he never really hated baseball. He just wanted to spend time with his family. 2-2. Swing and a miss. A slider down below the knees, and Ramirez couldn't tap it foul to stay alive. So Elder has his second strikeout. And there's out number one here in the top bottom of the third, and that'll bring up Jared Serna, who drew a walk and scored a run in the second inning. So he said that he regained his love for baseball. A pitch to Serna. He swings. It's a bouncing ball to third. Alvarez charges in, throws on the run to first. Good stretch by Anderson. And they get their guys 5-3 with two outs in the inning. That'll bring up Ali Sanchez. And it wasn't until high school, Scott, you mentioned this as well, but he actually took a hiatus from baseball his freshman year because he had a different baseball coach. The pitch to Sanchez, he swings, it's a bouncing ball to third, but it goes foul, and it's 0-1. And so he came in Decatur High School. He was a sophomore, so he didn't play baseball his freshman year. Now, the baseball coach's sophomore year, the pitch, Sanchez takes a sinker down and inside. It's 1-1. Brian Tickle, who you mentioned earlier, and he walked right into his office, introduced himself. Hi, coach. The pitch. Sanchez swings. It's a bouncing ball to third. It stays fair. It's gloved by Alvarez. Slings it across the diamond in time, and that retires the side. So a quick 1-2-3 inning right after a nine-batter second frame, and Elder sends Jacksonville down in order. Well, we'll tell you more about him on the other side in the fourth, as Jacksonville takes a 4-1 lead to the top of the fourth inning.
on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Time of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com, the number to call, 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker, they're committed to justice. Brian Anderson, Andrew Velasquez, J.P. Martinez start off the top of the fourth inning. Jacksonville leading 4-1. Thanks to Marcellus and Jacksonville for listening in. Infield and outfield straight away for Anderson, who's 0-1. The pitch from Chirinos is a knee-high sinker called a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Four runs, five hits, two errors for Jacksonville. A run, three hits, no errors for Gwinnett. Chirinos ready the 0-1. Randy Anderson swings. It's a bouncing ball to short. Taken on one hop by Serna. Fields fires a strike to first. There is out number one. He threw that ball with some authority. That'll bring up Andrew Velasquez, a switch hitter who'll turn around and bat from the left side against the righty Chirinos. He fired that ball over to De Los Santos. And that was in the 99th percentile of a thrown ball by Serna, the pitch. Lefty Velasquez lays off a sinker high and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Tell you how hard he threw that ball in a minute. We're just waiting for the metrics to load. 1-0 on the way. Velasquez half swings and can't hold up on a slider in the dirt. It's even 1-1. The ball was thrown almost 90 miles an hour, but from where he was, that's a 99th percentile kind of throw by Serna. Infield plays Velasquez to pull. The 1-1 on the way. Swing, line drive hit to right center. That splits the gap, rolls up the alleyway. Berry lollipops around the ball, throw in, cut off, throw to second, not in time. So Velasquez legs out a double, and I think with Spahn at second cutting off that throw from Berry, that almost helped Velasquez speed and slide into second base for a one-out double, and that'll bring up Martinez. So Berry did a great job of rounding the baseball to cut it off. Kind of made an off-balance running throw. Spahn cut it off. Might have beat it in either way, but I don't know if that ball needed to be cut, but he's in there with a double. That'll bring up Martinez. Jacksonville up 4-1, the pinch. Left-hander takes a sinker, called a strike at the knees outside corner. And it's nothing in one. For the second inning in a row, and that has an early base runner. They're trying to cut out this deficit by three. Chirinos ready the 0-1. Sander lays off a sinker, called a strike at the knees. This time it was the center of the plate, and it's nothing at two. A lot of credit to these two sides. It's been a tightly contested series so far. Nobody really able to blow it open. The 0-2. Forcing fastball misses down and inside from Chirinos. Martinez lays off for ball one. one-run game yesterday. Mark from Thursday, a five-run game, a four-run game for Jacksonville, and a one-run game on Tuesday. Chirinos ready, looks back at second. Comes home the 1-2. Martinez reaches, swings, hits a hard ground ball to third. Sliding backhand stop by Hostetler. Throws across to De Los Santos. That's in time, and there's out number two. Excellent play by Hostetler. That ball was hit pretty hard to his right. He had to reach across his body. He kind of stumbled onto his knees and was able to get up quickly and fire to first. That'll bring up the top of the order. The runner at second, Velasquez, had to stay put. The ground ball hit in front of him, and that'll bring up Luke Williams, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. And that's going to bring out a mound visit between Ollie Sanchez and Yonny Chirinos. And wonder what this conference is about. Well, really nice play there by Bennett Hostetler. Like you mentioned, he had a tough couple plays in the first couple innings, and that was one that was probably, by degree of difficulty, his hardest of the day. And he was very, very calm. Just that nifty little backhand, that strong throw over the first base. And you know that's what he's capable of. Just a really good all-around player. And between the RBI, the two-run double to give Jacksonville the lead in the second. And now that, it certainly seems like he's put the two errors in the past.
Well, you know what they say, there's no justice in baseball, so the part with the two errors, baseball will pick on him, but, you know, he's won the last two battles. Started off not so great, but it's how you finish, not how you start, and he's doing pretty well so far. Two-run double, like you said, and then that play. First pitch home to Williams is a good sinker on the strike at the belt outside corner. It's 0-1. So now Yonny seems to be settling in a little bit more from that 20-pitch first inning. Now he's kind of going after the hitters a little bit more. He's winning the individual battles more often than not. Looks back at second a few times. Comes home the 0-1. Williams swings. A hard ground ball hit to short. Backhand stopped by Cerner. Throw across the body! Not in time. What a great effort by Jared Cerner, even to come that close of throwing out Luke Williams. That is amazing. And it was still a bang-bang play to first. And Williams has great speed. That ball was deep in the hole. He was on the left field. And for a kid that is barely 20 years old, for it to be that close is pretty incredible for it to be an infield base hit. Velasquez goes second to third. And now that brings the potential tying run to the plate in Nacho Alvarez. That's an incredible thrown ball by Jared Cerner. Now that'll bring up Alvarez, who's 1-for-2, the pitch. He lays off a front door slider called a strike at the belt. It's 0-1, and so now the inning gets a little bit more interesting. You have the potential tying run at the plate. Now it's starting to get into those big bats, and Nacho Alvarez, then Drake Baldwin, and Chadwick Trump, who've done a lot of damage this series, and time is called. Right-handed hitting, Alvarez steps out. He flied out to center in the second. He singled and was stranded at third in the first inning. Chirinos sets. Third base side of the mound at the bell. Runner big lead at first for Luke Williams. The 0-1. Alvarez lays off a sinker down and inside. It's one ball to strike. 4-1 our score. Jacksonville hanging on to that three-run lead, but Gwinnett has the potential tying run at the plate. Two on, two out. The top of the fourth inning. Chirinos ready. Outfield is back. Infield is back as well. Big lead at first for Williams, the pinch. Alvarez checks his swing. Appeal to first. And it's Mitch Treziak saying no swing. So that sinker misses down and inside. And it is called ball two. Chirinos just threw his 67th pitch of the night. So he's getting up there. He threw 70 in a three-inning effort against Charlotte a week ago. Right-hander ready. Runner goes from first, the pinch. Misses low, throw to second, not in time. Runner coming home from third, the throw is late. And Gwinnett steals a run back. It's now 4-2. Williams running on the play from first to second to draw a throw. He did, he was safe there. And then the runner from third, Velasquez, went on the throw, sliding in head first ahead of the throw from the second baseman Spahn. So an ipso facto double steal ends in a run for Gwinnett, and they trim it down 4-2 now here in the top of the fourth inning.
really well executed play by the Stripers. I'm surprised that they didn't send somebody to cut the throw off and try to throw it home. Now the 3-1 pitch swung on, grounded softly back up the middle. Gloved by Serna, throw to first, picked out of the dirt, not in time. And Alvarez safe down the line at first. And now it's runners at the corners again. Williams goes first to third, and the home crowd did not appreciate that call from the first base umpire, Mitch Treziak. But now this inning is starting to snowball in the wrong direction for Jacksonville. I mean, give a lot of credit. That's a great backhand stop by De Los Santos. That's, I mean, two plays almost back-to-back where he had to dig it out and bang, bang, and it goes into the favor of the base runner. That brings up Baldwin in a 4-2 game. He swings away at the first pitch, way out in front of a backdoor splitter. It's 0-1.
I thought he was out there, but
it was very close.
Yeah, on that view, you can't see De Los Santos' foot, and it maybe came off the bag. But timing-wise, it looked like the throw beat the runner.
I would agree. The 0-1. Baldwin swings again. This time he's laying on a backdoor splitter, and it's 0-2. So a really great job by Chirinos. It looks like he's kind of put those two plays behind him. He's bearing down. He's attacking Baldwin. He's ahead 0-2 against a really tough hitter who singled his last time up. He drew a walk in his first appearance. Potential go-ahead run at the plate. Runners at the corners. 4-2. The pitch. Fastball taken upstairs. 1-2. It's 4-2. Jacksonville plating 4 runs, answering a 1-run top of the second. They have a lead. Winnett got 1 run back on a steal of second, then a steal of home on the same play. They've trimmed it down 4-2. Now the potential tying run at first, the potential go-ahead run at the plate. 1-2. Baldwin lays off a splitter in the dirt, and it's even 2-2. Well, Chirinos has thrown 3 splitters and a fastball this at-bat. And Baldwin is now 2-2 with 2 men out and two runners aboard. Chirinos ready. Holds at the belt yet again. Runners take their leads at the corners. Spinning a throwback to first. Diving back safely is Nacho Alvarez Jr. Still a 2-2 count and a very difficult hitter, Drake Baldwin. Jacksonville hanging on. Now that lead is down to 2. 6 hits for Gwinnett and 2 runs. Jacksonville, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Chirinos looks at first. Comes set at the belt. Third base side of the mound. Alvarez dances off the bag. The 2-2. Swing. Ball's lifted to Ryan. It's down the line. And it's a fair ball and into the corner. 1 run home. It's Williams. On his way to third, getting the wave around. I think it's going to be called a ground rule double. Ball bounced out of play. And so Jacksonville does catch a break. Only 1 run across. It's an RBI ground rule double for Drake Baldwin. And now it's a 1-run game. And the Gwinnett Stripers have Jacksonville pinned on the ropes in the corner, landing a couple body shots, and they're looking for a big haymaker here in the 4th inning. So Alvarez goes first to third on the double. Williams scores from third, and Baldwin pulls into second. So now the potential tying run at third and the potential go-ahead run stand at second for Chadwick Trumb, who is having a really fantastic season for a catcher. 3.07 average, 7 homers, 48 RBIs.
And Jeremy Powell out to the mound. And this Gwinnett team, they've hit the fewest home runs in AAA, but they are no slouches. They can hit. Obviously, we know about the speed. They are second in the league in batting average. It would be their third best average in club history if the season ended today. And the big three guys right here, when we talked about Baldwin and Alvarez Jr. all series long, those guys just continue to mash. I mean, they are such impressive players. And Chadwick Trumb, I mean, a little bit older at 29 years old, but enjoying a fine season as well. And this is a big spot, obviously, in the game, second and third, 2 outs. Jacksonville up a run.
He can add 2 more stolen bases. Their total coming into tonight, the pitch to Trumb, and the righty takes a sinker in the dirt, 1-0. So, Scott, they came into tonight with 213 stolen bases. That is third in all of AAA. With a double steal in the 4th inning. I believe they had a stolen base earlier. That's 216 this season.
The 1-0 to Trump. He swings. Hard ground ball hit up the middle. Spahn gloves. Third base side of second. Throws to first, and that ends the inning. So Gwinnett's made this game a little bit more interesting. Two runs home on four hits, and they leave two. It's a one-run ball game, 4-3, heading to the home half of the fourth inning for Jacksonville to try to pull away as we head to the middle part of this game on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
In July, where the baseball world revolves around the village in upstate New York, Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network. Home half of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning. The first pitch to Bennett Hostep. 4-3 game. Jacksonville on top. It's a changeup at the knees. Called a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The 4-4-4-4-4-4-4, fourth inning the pinch. Hosteller takes a slider off the plate outside. It's 1-1. It's brought to you by the law offices of Phillips Hunt and Walker. 1-1 on the way. Hosteller lays off a changeup high and away for ball two. You can reach them at floridajustice.com or give them a call at 904-444-4444. The pinch, cut on, dribble, foul. On the third baseline, it's 2-2. Phillips Hunt and Walker, they're committed to justice, and they bring in the fourth inning all season long. So Hosteller, two balls and two strikes. The pinch, cut on, lifted foul. High no plate out of play. It's two balls and two strikes. So in the bottom of the third inning, we were talking about Bryce Elder. The pinch. Swing and a miss. Hosteller chases a slider off the plate outside. He's down as the third victim via the strikeout by Bryce Elder. That'll bring up Harrison Spahn, 8-9-1. Hosteller, Spahn, and Marcy. It's a 4-3 game. Jacksonville leading by one. Bryce Elder. After fifth grade, he quit baseball. The pitch home, Spahn swings, ground ball hit. Up the middle, backhand stopped by the second baseman Williams. Throw across his body, barely in time. 4-3, and one second baseman grounds out to the other. There is out number two, and that'll bring up Jacob Marcy. But he always loved the intricacies, the mental aspects of baseball, and so he had a coach his freshman year of high school who did not allow his players to play other spring sports. But when Elder quit baseball in fifth grade, he became a golfer. The pitch to Marcy, squares to Bunn, it goes foul in front of the third base dugout. It's 0-1, and not only did he pick up golf to play with his friends, he became one of the top teenage golfers in the DFW area. Well, in sophomore year, he got a new head coach for baseball named Brian Tickle, and he walked right into his office, the 0-1. Marcy lays off a fastball upstairs, even the count at one, and introduced himself. He said, "Hey, coach, my name is Bryce Elder. I'm a golfer. I want to play college golf. I played baseball in the past, the 1-1. Marcy lays off a second fastball above the letters for ball two, but he said, I haven't played for a while, but is there any way I could do both? And Brian Tickle said, of course, just make sure when you go to golf, you have to get all your pitching work done. The 2-1, Marcy swings, it's a hard ground ball back up the middle and drew into center field for a two-out knock. Marcy takes a big turn at first. He'll head back, and that'll bring up Jacob Berry. 4-3 game. Jacksonville has an insurance run standing at first. And so after that, Bryce Elder actually threw a bullpen session in front of his coach, the pinch. Switch hitter takes a sinker in the dirt from Elder. It's 1-0, and so Tickle said that, you know, he came out and threw a bullpen for me, and I accidentally cracked a smile. Just the way the ball came out of his hand, I knew that he had something there. Now, he was an incredible golfer as well, the 1-0. Barry swings, hits a hard ground ball foul down the first base line. It's 1-1, and so Elder, as Scott said earlier, he was thinking about pitching it. Howard Junior College, but then he was chosen to pitch in a high school all-star game, and ironically, when he did end up pitching for Texas, but the Texas head coach and pitching coach left his game after two innings. Pitch runner goes and misses downstairs, throw to second, tag, and it squeaks out of the glove of the shortstop, Waddell, and so Marcy has a stolen base. That pitch missed downstairs for ball two on Jacob Berry. So Jacksonville has a runner at second, two outs, and a 2-1 count to the switch-hitting lefty. Two balls and one strike on Berry. Runner stands at second. There's two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Elder looks at second, the pinch. A changeup taken in the dirt for ball three. Now, it all worked out. Elder did end up pitching at Texas. He had a really successful career. But it was interesting, and so he had a pitching coach by the name of Phil Haig at the University of Texas. And when they would talk pitching, Rice would say that 75% of it was related to golf. The pinch, Barry swings. It's a bouncing ball to second. Williams Fields goes to first, and that retires the side. And it was interesting, so Haig knew that he was an incredible golfer. That's what he really enjoyed doing, including baseball. But they tried to relate hitting a wedge or putting, a visual of golf, and putting that in his brain just so they can relate it to pitching. And Haig would say that you could think about having your 60-degree wedge and then accelerate through the club, and you get the backspin. And then he'd snap off the next pitch the exact same way that he taught him how to hit a wedge. And that is what clicked for Bryce Elder in college, and he earned an all-star selection a few years ago, and here he is working his way back up to the majors with the Atlanta Braves. And so it's really interesting how a pitching coach for baseball relayed how you swing a wedge in golf to his pitching motion and how to snap off a pitch. Well, in the inning for Jacksonville, no runs, a hit, and they leave one man on base. We go to the fifth with Jacksonville in front of Gwinnett, 4-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Your best friend in baseball, does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Pitch is a slider, and it's low and away. One ball and one strike, 4-3. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett here in the top of the fifth inning, and Harold Ramirez batting against Yanni Chirinos, the 1-1. Sinker a little bit low, two balls and one strike. These games in this series, they've all been very, very close. And it is today again. Here's the 2-1 coming. Looped in the air behind first. That's a base hit. Ramirez is on. He's been only three for his last 40. Leadoff single. Here's Luke Wandell. 4-3. Gwinnett won on Tuesday. 7-3 Jacksonville. With a game that was much closer than that would appear. 3 in the 7th. 3 in the 8th on Wednesday. 9-4 Gwinnett, again closer than that would appear. They scored 3-9 to get to that point Thursday. Here's the pitch to Waddell. Slider up and away, ball one. Friday it was 3-2. And here we are, it's 4-3. Top of the fifth inning, and Josh Simpson is up and throwing in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. 1-0 on Waddell. Here's the pitch. Up and in, it's ball two. Luke Waddell, when he was a kid, one of his jobs was a youth basketball referee. Also was a delivery boy at the community press. Here's the 2-0. Line shot hits off the back of Chirinos. It caroms towards the plate. Recovered by Sanchez. He fires the first for the out. 1-2-3 put out, and now we've got to see if Yanni Chirinos is okay. Ramirez heads to second base, and here is Sandy Crum. That was a bullet that hit Chirinos square in the back, 98 miles per hour off the bat. Oh, scary moment. He's walking around. And Crum came immediately out of the third base dugout, an outstanding athletic trainer. Reno's not kind of hopping a bit, and it looks like they maybe will have him throw a couple pitches, maybe. But boy, 4-3 game, runner on second, one out, a rocket that hits off Chirinos, and it carried Matt all the way from the rubber all the way to the home plate dirt circle.
That should show you how hard it hit him, but I think on the replay, I think it missed his back, thankfully, and I think it hit him right on the fanny. So I think that's why he cracked a smile on the mound. I think JP said something that was funny, and I mean, you can even see, you know, there's a little bit of a smile from JP on the way back, and so it's good to see that Yanni's okay, but, you know, luckily it hit him on the fanny where there's a lot of padding. Didn't hit him in the back, so hopefully not so serious line drive, but 98 miles an hour, no matter where it hits you, that's gonna leave a mark tomorrow.
Here's Brian Anderson, right-hand hitter. Chirinos looks at second, looks again, here's the pitch. Sinker, bottom of the zone, called strike one. Sandy Crum, he's been an athletic trainer for a long, long time. In 1988, he was in Cedar Rapids. Low A affiliate at that time of the Cincinnati Reds out of Iowa. The 0-1 from Chirinos to Anderson. Got it in with a sinker, a ball and a strike. And there was a game in which there was a bullet similar to that one. Line drive into the bullpen, and a pitcher got hit in the face, and it knocked out a bunch of his teeth. Pitcher went to the hospital. 1-1 from Chirinos. Ball foul behind the plate. It's 1-2. The other side was managed by Jim Tracy, future big league manager. And after the game, he went into the Cedar Rapids clubhouse and he knew Sandy. He asked him, hey, can you take me to the hospital?
Sandy said, of course, absolutely can do that. Obviously, you want to know the way, where to go, transportation. When you're on the road, you only have the bus. There's no Uber at that time. And so they get in the car, and they start driving to the hospital in Cedar Rapids. They're driving down the street in downtown Cedar Rapids, and there's a big hill. 1-2 to Anderson. Fastball up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And near the base of the hill, they're coming up, and they see this thing kind of flopping in the street. And it was a person who had been skateboarding. They hit their head. The 2-2. Swing and a miss and a splitter downstairs. Strike 3. 4 strikeouts for Chirinos. 2 down in the fifth inning. Here's Velasquez, runner on second, tripped by a run. And Crum stopped the car, went out and started performing CPR. Now, somebody else called 911, so a police officer came, but it looked like this person wasn't going to make it. Pitch to Velasquez. Fastball strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. It got to the point where the police officer took out his chalk. You know when they chalk off dead bodies? He started chalking off the body even as Crum was performing CPR. The ambulance came. They took this person away back to the hospital, and he survived. Sandy Crum saved this person's life. They got back in the car, went to the hospital, and the pitcher who was there in bed looks at them. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a sinker on the inside corner. It's 0-2, and he says, thought you guys were going to be here a long time ago. And they said, well, you didn't even know the half of it. They told him that story, and somehow the media got wind of it, and the Red Cross in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, found this out, and they nominated Sandy Crum for a presidential certificate of merit. And in 1988, Ronald Reagan was the president, heard about this story, brought Crum to the White House, and gave him that presidential certificate of merit. 0-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike 3, side retired. That is the kind of athletic trainer that's here at Jacksonville. That is simply spectacular. He has literally jumped out of his car to save someone's life. No runs, one hit. One left for Gwinnett in the fifth, middle of the fifth inning. It's 4-3 Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. With the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Heart of the order, Jacksonville leading Gwinnett 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Myers De Los Santos Ramirez, Sixto Sanchez is loosening in the Jacksonville bullpen. A rehab appearance imminent. Here's the pitcher, Melder, righty-righty. Fastball is inside. It's ball one on Myers. And so that is probably it for Yonny Chirinos in a really spectacular season. 1-0, sinker up high, two balls and no strikes. For Chirinos, three runs, two earned on eight hits in five innings, a walk, five punchouts, the 2-0. Up and in, ball three. He's at 92 pitches, and his ERA will finish up at 3.66 for a guy who was let go by both the Rays and the Braves last year, 3-0. Fastball inside, ball four, leadoff walk in a 4-3 game in the fifth. Here's De Los Santos, right-hand swinger. I mean, he came to work every single day, whether he was starting, whether he had 5 days, 6 days until his next start. And it showed, man. And what a year for Yonny Chirinos. What an example he sets. And certainly, a pitch to De Los Santos, swinging a foul at home plate 0-1. It was fantastic to see him back in the major leagues for 30 innings a few months ago.
And just an overall pleasure to deal with. Pleasure to talk to every day. No, we'll get to that more tomorrow, but just so great to see where he came from, being out of baseball for almost 800 days.
0-1, down and in with a sinker, ball and a strike. 752 days between appearances, 2020 to 2022, because of two different arm surgeries. Tommy John, and then he, 13 months into his rehab, fractured his elbow throwing batting practice. 1-1. Ground ball to third, could be two. Fielded by Alvarez Jr., goes to second. One, Williams the bobbles the ball, the transfer, no throw to first. The out is recorded at second. Fielder's choice, 5-4, one away. Jacksonville leads by one. Bottom of the fifth, here's the right hand hitting Augustine Ramirez.
But with all of that to say, like, just so great to see the success he had here in AAA this year, and great to see him back up in the majors for, you know, even if it was 30 innings, but it is well-deserved for a guy that works as hard as he does.
One more game to go in this season. We are literally halfway through today, so a game and a half left in the year. The pitch to Ramirez is a slider in for a strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1, 2:05 first pitch tomorrow. Another great crowd expected here. Place is packed tonight. A near sellout, could be a sellout. We'll get the final attendance later. 0-1. Swing and a foul at home plate, hit off the catcher, Trump, and it's 0-2. Dark night skies over top. Little zephyr in from left field. Beyond the outfield wall, the palm trees lean forward, getting a better glimpse of the action. Beyond them, all you can see are the headlights and the taillights on the Matthews Bridge, which is about a mile and change over the right center field wall. 0-2 coming. Low with a slider, a ball and two strikes.
Well, you know the bridge is there, but it's definitely faded into the dark night sky here in Northeast Florida. You can no longer see the Lego piece, just floating cars in the air.
1-2. Line back to the screen foul, and we'll do it again. Jacksonville's getting out hit 8-6. Yesterday they won 3-2, despite getting out hit 11-3. And their three runs scored on a wild pitch, a walk and a hit by pitch. 1-2, runner goes. Pitch is bounced to short, charging in Waddell, scoops to his left side, and snaps it on to first for the out. De Los Santos stops at second base, so two down in a 4-3 game. And here's Jared Cerna, 0-1 with a walk.
I don't know if Gwinnett had a lot of buttered popcorn before this game, because even on that ground ball, Waddell almost lost the handle in his glove, and I mean, that ball's been slipping like it's been just put through a greaser in the infield. I mean, slip after slip, drop after drop. I don't think they've fielded a clean ball tonight.
Pitch, strike with a sinker on the inside corner. It's nothing and one.
Marcy stole second. Ball slipped out of the glove of Williams when he laid the tag down. I mean, that ball has been all over the infield.
Pitch here, a fastball outside. One ball and one strike. Outfield a bit the other way. Runner on second, two down. Bottom of the fifth, Cerna open stance, the 1-1. Fastball outside again, ball two. Waiting on deck is Ali Sanchez. Cerna, big open stance, holds the bat high. Maybe boot batting gloves. 2-1 is lined back to the screen foul. It's 2-2. Black jersey, white pants for Jacksonville, and road grays for Gwinnett. Elder kind of bends at the waist, gets the side. It's 2-2. Pitch clock down to 3-2-1. The pitch just missed outside. Count is full. Jacksonville 4, Gwinnett 3. Last of the fifth inning. Beautiful night in Northeast Florida. 77 degrees. Not many fans in this weather bundled up. 3-2. Hopped up behind the plate. Foul and out of play. We'll do it again. He threw a slider there. He's done that now twice on 3-2 pitches. This is the fifth game of this six-game series. Neither side can finish above 500 this year. The season series rests in the balance. If Jacksonville can win these last two games, they would take the season set from the Stripers. 3-2 again. Swing and a ground ball foul to the backstop behind home plate. That was another slider from Elder. Stripers won the season series last year. The year before, Jacksonville absolutely rampaged over the Gwinnett Stripers. 3-2. The pitch again. Ground ball left side. The shortstop, Waddell, comes in. Again, scoops to his left side. Again, fires the first. Side retired. Jacksonville threatens. They can't score. No runs, no hits. One runner left, 2022. The Jumbo Shrimp against the Gwinnett Stripers were 17-6. Through five innings, they lead it 4-3 tonight on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
The Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Tri-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Sixth inning of the rehab assignment is for Sixto Sanchez. It's 4-3. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett. So Yanni Chirinos' season is done. Five solid innings again. 3 runs, 2 earned for Chirinos. 8 hits, a walk, 5 strikeouts. And Sixto Sanchez, who was placed on the injured list back in July with right shoulder inflammation in. From the lineup, third base side, first pitch to J.P. Martinez. Fastball is up high at 91. And it's 1-0. Martinez, Williams, Alvarez Jr. Sanchez, hands of the belt, is 1-0 coming. Breaking ball, hit in the air, foul. Third base side, down to play. A ball and a strike. ERA over 6 for Sanchez, but the fact that he is pitching is rather remarkable. He was with Jacksonville in 2019. He was incredible to watch. 1-1. Cutter, strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. I mean, he was throwing 96 to 99 for six innings at a time. It was extraordinary. 1-2. Up high with a fastball at 94. Two balls and two strikes, but a variety of injuries for Sixto Sanchez. Injured his shoulder in 2020 after an electric Major League Baseball debut season 2-2. Wave and a miss and a changeup, strike three. Punches out Martinez. What a way to begin the sixth inning. Here's Luke Williams. And he went 1,085 days between appearances because of a variety of injuries. Last year, pitched with Pensacola on September 12th. That's only through one inning all season. 1,085-day wait. Pitch. Fastball outside. It's ball one. Shortstop as a kid. He was deemed too small to pitch. A 1-0. Ground ball fouled on the third base side. It's 1-1. He grew up in San Cristobal, the Dominican Republic. Kept wanting to pitch. And so he went to a tryout, 1-1. Change up a little bit low, two balls and a strike. And they asked for pitchers because they needed them to see how good the hitters were. And so Sanchez volunteered to pitch. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. At 94, it's 2-2. And he absolutely shined at the tryout. And the Phillies were there. They were there for other people, but they saw Sixto Sanchez, and they signed him, the 2-2. Upstairs, the fastball. That was 96 miles per hour from Sanchez. Best velo, 3-2. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-3, Jacksonville over Gwinnett. Nobody on for the Stripers. Payoff pitch. Ground ball over the mound behind second. Back in it by the second baseman, Spahn. Fires on the first. In time for the out. Nice play. Harrison Spahn. And there's two down for Nacho Alvarez Jr. in a range way to his right. Backhand that ball, edge of the center field grass, and fire on to first. And so up comes the righty Williams, or rather Nacho Alvarez Jr. as Williams was retired. So Sanchez did not start pitching until he was 16 years old. Through a vitalizing Pedro Martinez. He's worn 45 every stop he can get as a result of that. And a quick meeting between Ali Sanchez and Sixto Sanchez, not related. Sixto was in the deal for JT Realmuto February 2019. Got some a huge family, one of eight kids in his house. Here's the pitch to Yolbert Sanchez, who's off the bench, pinch hitting for Nacho Alvarez, and to Cutter in the outside corner. It's 0-1, so we've got Sixto Sanchez, the catcher Ali Sanchez, the batter Yolbert Sanchez, who swings through a cutter on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Sixto into his windup, the pitch to Yolbert, and a cutter up high caught by Ali. One ball and two strikes. Drake Baldwin is on deck. 1-2. Reach fourth, Blake foul off the netting down the first base side. And we'll do it again. Pitch. Again, grounded foul. He's very late. 95 mile per hour fastball there, and he was late because of catcher's interference. So Sixto Sanchez throwing to Yolbert Sanchez, and Ali Sanchez, the catcher, interfered. E2 Brutus, and there's a runner on first with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning, and the batter is Drake Baldwin. That was a Sanchez fiesta.
Sanchez-a-palooza, if you will.
It's also three errors now for Jacksonville. Here's the pitch to Baldwin. And a changeup floats in for a strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1. I didn't see anything funky with Nacho Alvarez Jr., but he's out of the game. The 0-1. Changeup again, down and in. A ball and a strike. Chadwick Trump is on deck. Here's the 1-1. Reach four, hit in the air, center field, pretty deep. Myers ranging back on the run, reaching upside the track. Reels it in, sign retired. Sixto Sanchez, scoreless top of the sixth inning in a rehab appearance. No runs, no hits, one left. Middle of the sixth, Jacksonville leading Gwinnett 4-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and Gwinnett dips into their bullpen. They trail Jacksonville 4-3. Alan Winans is the new right-hander. The Gumby-like 6'2", 165-pound hurler out of Bakersfield, California. Bryce Elder today goes five innings. He allows four runs, all of them earned on six hits. Elder walked three and struck out two. Ali Sanchez, Brandon Hostetler, Harrison Spahn do up for Jacksonville. Bottom of the order here in this bottom of the sixth inning. 4-3. Shrimp lead. Winans first base out of the rubber. Former starter, now working in relief. Here's his pitch to Sanchez. Line back to the screen, foul, 2-1. By the way, Yolbert Sanchez has remained in the game. He's playing second base. And that means that Luke Williams is slid from second base to third base. And now the pitch count is not working for Alan Winans. Meanwhile, Matt Pushard is warming up for Jacksonville, and he will be making his Jumbo Shrimp debut. He's not technically on the roster, so that is an issue, but here's the 0-1. Changeup is inside. One ball and one strike. Alan Winans was drafted by the Mets 17th round in 2018. Here's the 1-1. Low and away with a sinker. Two balls and one strike. He got married November 2022. Wedding hashtag with his wife Cassandra was wedding the Winans. Here's the 2-1. Sinker. Low and away. Called strike, and it's 2-2. They met way back in November 2014, so they're nearly 10 years to the anniversary of how they met, and they kind of met in this very cool way. Here's the 2-2 on Sanchez. Fastball low and away, and the count is full. 4-3 Shrimp here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They met in a breezeway during their sophomore year at Bakersfield College. 3-2 from Winans. Line ball in the air, shallow left center field. Left fielder Velasquez gives way to the center fielder Martinez. And there's one away. Here's Hostetler. Cassandra was walking to soccer practice. She was a student athlete at Bakersfield College. Alan Winans was walking to baseball practice at the same time their paths were crossing, and she knew who he was. Here's the pitch to Hostetler. It's a sinker low. And ball one, and she had followed him on Twitter, but they'd never met in person. So her plan was just to keep her head down and just get to practice. And the 0-1. High drive, deep left field. Velasquez back, it's gone! Ben Hostetler has his first Triple-A home run! And Jacksonville widens its lead. It's 5-3 here in the sixth inning. A laser beam onto the bourbon left. So Hostetler is driven in 3. And Jacksonville leads by 2. So up comes Harrison Spahn. That ball was crushed. 105 exit velocity. Here's the pitch. Sinker, strike at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in one. So anyway, she's just planning on going and putting her head down and just sort of trying not to be embarrassed. The 0-1 from Winans. Sinker's low, a ball and a strike. But he took his headphones out and he said, "Hey, you're Cassie, right?" And she nodded, and then they made some small talk and thought that was it. Here's the 1-1. Changeup strike in the knees outside corner. 22. That day, Cassie went home. She told her mom that she had met the cutest boy in school. And still nothing happened. A few weeks went by. There's the 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Check swing. No swing. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And she was messaging a friend about a party. The friend's phone was about to die. And that friend, it's funny how things work. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball low and away, and the count is full. Gave Cassie Allen Winans' number to text instead. And the rest is history. They'll be together 10 years in November, married 2 years. Congratulations. 3-2. Ground ball fouled on the third base side. And we'll do it again. Winans went to Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina. You know, somebody told me something very funny about their ballpark there. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball hacked into the ground and fouled on the third base side. We'll do it again. Apparently, home plate is in Buies Creek, but the outfield is in Lillington, North Carolina. So you can literally hit a ball into the next town. The 3-2. Sinker low and away. It's ball 4. So a one-out walk. It's 5-3 Jacksonville. Bottom of the sixth inning. And here is Jacob Marsh. I don't know if that is true. It is what someone mentioned. little bit of time, the Carolina League was in Buies Creek. The Buies Creek Astros played in Campbell's. You know, here's the pitch to Marcy, and he takes a fastball in the inside corner. It's nothing and one. Wynum's hit pitch really well for the Mets. Low A affiliate Columbia in 2019, 2.74 ERA as a reliever. The 0-1 to Marcy. Batted in with a changeup, a ball and a strike. And he'd gone home for the offseason. He was substitute teaching in his hometown at Bakersfield High School. It was an offseason job, and he gets a phone call in the middle of the day. Here's the 1-1. Marcy squares, misses the bunt, snap though to first, not in time. It's 1-2. He was in the middle of an Algebra 1 class, and he asked to step outside and take the call, and on the line was the Braves assistant general manager, Ben Sestanovich, and he was calling to tell him that the Braves had taken him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. The 1-2. Line drive, right field, that's a base hit. Nearly hit Spahn, who stops at second. Three consecutive base runners. First and second, one down in a 5-3 game. And here's Jacob Berry. Switch hitter from the left side. And Wynum said he was really thankful that the Braves saw something in him at the Mets, and maybe other teams didn't. And now a visit from Lance Carter, the pitching coach. But what a pick by the Braves. Wynum's his pitch in the major leagues. He's done a great job here in AAA. He has the lowest ERA in Gwinnett history. Minimum 200 innings pitched at 3.22. Last year, he won the International League ERA title, 2.85, and set Gwinnett's single season records for lowest whip and batting average against. Again, all that for a minor league Rule 5 pick. Pretty darn good for Alan Wynum, who was known as Mr. W at Bakersfield High School, and he was substitute teaching. That, by the way, is not his alma mater. Here's the pitch to Berry. Wave and a miss and a changeup, and it's 0-1. Pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Runners on first and second, one out, 5-3. Jacksonville in front, bottom of the sixth. 0-2, Wynum's to Berry. Here's the pitch. Reach for, flicked in the air down the left field line. It is foul. That's the jumbo strip bullpen. And we'll do it again. Wynum's substitute taunt, really for anything. Physical education, English, Algebra 1. Mentioned Cassie's wife, also a teacher. Here's the 0-2 coming. And the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three in the bottom of the zone. Wynum has his first punch out, and there's two down here in the sixth inning. And up comes Dane Myers, right-hand batter. Righty against righty. Wynum's holds up high. Here's the pitch. Sinker, strike at the knees, inside corner, 0-1. 5-3 the score. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett, bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball, back to the mound. Wynum's backhand, takes a step, snaps it on the first side, retired. But Jacksonville picks up a run on two hits. They leave a pair. the big blow in the inning, a home run for Bennett Hostetler. Through six innings, Jacksonville 5, Gwinnett 3. This is the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. Seventh inning, it is Jacksonville in front, 5-3. Madden into the game is a new right-hander, his AAA debut. It's Matt Pushard in for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and he'll face Chadwick Trump in the middle third of the order. Matt Pushard, tell you about him. We're learning as well. The pitch swung on and missed. Nothing like a sixth inning roster move. Cutter down and away. It's 0-1. 5-3, Jacksonville on top. Trum, Harold Ramirez, and Luke Waddell. The 0-1 fastball at 95 catches the outside corner, but it's challenged by Trum. And we'll see if Gwinnett can continue their good challenging, and they do. So Gwinnett wins a challenge, and that microphone is like nails on a chalkboard. Well, that is, it really is impressive. I don't know if they've done some sort of training, but it is remarkable how accurate they've been with their challenges. It's pretty incredible, the pitch. A cutter from new Jacksonville right-hander Matt Pusher. Misses down and outside. So it's two balls and a strike, the pitch. Swing, a foul ball, and back to the netting behind home plate by Trump. That makes it a two-ball, two-strike count. 5-3, Jacksonville, 8 hits, 3 errors. Pushard ready the pitch. Fastball misses way up and inside, and it pushes Trump on his back. It's 3-2, so tell you a little bit about Matt Pushard. He's sporting number 41. He's a 6'4", 250-pound right-hander from Bangor, Maine. 26 years of age. He was signed as a minor league free agent in 2022. The time is called by the catcher, Trump. Will remain 3-2. Pitched at the University of Maine, and here he is making his Jacksonville debut after spending most of 2024 at the Double-A Pensacola Blue Wahoos. He made 40 bullpen appearances for the Blue Wahoos. The pitch, Trump swings, skies that ball shallow left center. The shortstop, Serna, is out. He makes the call, the catch. And the first batter is retired. So Matt Pushard, didn't know if he expected to come into the game. We sure didn't. And he gets the first out of the first AAA batter he faces. A pop-up to the shortstop for out number one. Well, Scott, it's the penultimate game of the season, so they're going to pull out any stop they can.
The roster, there's 22 pitchers on this roster.
The pitch. Ramirez takes a fastball at the knees outside corner for a strike.
It's 0-1.
The limit is 28, so if you have 22 pitchers, you wouldn't be able to have fielders in every spot behind
the 0-1.
So I don't know how they're doing this.
Cut it over the middle, call the ball. It's 1-1. It's the Wild Wild West down here in Florida. Ramirez, 1-for-3, the pitch. He takes a fastball at 92, called a strike, and then he's outside corner. It's 1-2. Infield and outfield straightaway. The pitch home to the righty. Swings, guys, that ball in the air. Down the right field line, it's tailing. Foul on the run is Berry and De Los Santos, and they'll run out of real estate as that ball is down into the seats in the right field corner. That'll make it a 1-2 count on Harold Ramirez. Pitch home, cut on and line foul off the first base dugout. It's 1-2. One more to go after this one. Oh, my goodness. Infield and outfield straightaway. The 1-2 to Ramirez. He reaches, swings. It's a looping line drive to second. Spahn retreats and makes the catch on the shallow right field grass. More out number two, and that'll bring up Luke Waddell. Waddell digs in 0-for-3. The pitch home to the lefty is a breaking ball missing outside, and it's 1-0. Infield plays to pull on the left-hander. The pitch from Pusher. He swings, lifts it foul to the left side. It goes out of play, and it's 1-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Jacksonville. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Gwinnett, and 1 in-game roster move. Bushard ready, 6'4", 250-pound righty on the first base side of the mound. The 1-1, caught on and missed. Ladder high fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-2. Outfield straight away, crowd coming to a roaring applause for the new Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the 1-2. Fastball at the knees, inside corner, strike 3. And Matt Pusher has his first AAA 1-2-3 inning after getting activated 5 minutes ago from AA Pensacola. So it's his first AAA strikeout, and it's a 1-2-3 frame here in the 7th. Time to stretch, Jacksonville on top of Gwinnett. 5-3 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio.
Home half of the seventh inning. What a wild ride it's been tonight. The penultimate game of the 2024 season. Jacksonville on top, 5-3. And the pitch to Davison De Los Santos is a called strike, a sinker at the knees from Alan Winans. And De Los Santos opts to challenge. Jacksonville only one left. They missed their first, and De Los Santos wins the challenge. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, swing, line drive, hit hard back up the middle, but it's into the glove of the second baseman, Luke Williams. There's one out in the inning. That'll bring up Augustine Ramirez. One gone, he's 0 for 3 in search of his first hit, and it's been scorching hot lately, 22 for 70, five doubles, a triple, and three home runs. 15 RBIs in his last 20 games. He's 1 for 18 in his previous 5. The first pitch, he swings, lifts that ball in the air to left. Velasquez was deep. He shades over to his left, towards left center, makes the catch, and there is out number 2. So a quick two outs for Alan Winans. So far, two pitches to De Los Santos, and it's a three-pitch inning. He threw one to Augustine Ramirez, and that'll bring up Jared Cerna. So Winans is having pretty good bottom of the seventh inning. Jacksonville leading by 2-5-3. And the pitch to the shortstop, Cerna. Winans misses outside with a sinker. It's one ball and no strikes. Infield and outfield straight away, the pitch. Cerna swings, rips that ball down the right field line, but it's foul near the Gwinnett bullpen. It's 1-1. Five runs, eight hits, three errors for Gwinnett, or for Jacksonville. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for Gwinnett. One on the way, swing and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt, and that's 1-2. One and two the count. Winans ready, the pitch home. Breaking ball caught on and missed outside for strike three, and that ends the inning. So Winans notches his second punch out of the bullpen. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Nothing across for Jacksonville in their half of the seventh. We're going to the eighth next with the Jumbo Shrimp leading 5-3 over the Stripers. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the eighth inning, and Matt Pushard returns for his second inning of work. He'll face the bottom third of the order, Brian Anderson, Andrew Velasquez, and J.P. Martinez. The pitch, Anderson swings, skies that ball in the air to right, very on the run, near the line, now in foul territory, and that ball's out of play, and into the lower seating ball where the seats bend around the Gwinnett bullpen. It's 0-1, so Anderson digs into the plate 0-3 with a strikeout. And in the bullpen for Gwinnett, they have a right-hander up. I believe that's number 59, and it is. So 59 for the Stripers, Tommy Doyle. A pitch to the plate. Swing, that's lifted to right. Again in the corner, Berry on the run. And that ball's to the seating bowl, a little bit higher into section 119. So it's nothing and two. Matt Pushard out for his second inning of AAA relief. And his first AAA strikeout, Luke Waddell, to finish off the top of the seventh inning. Right-hander set at the belt. The pitch to the plate. Bounces a cutter in the dirt. Anderson able to lay off. It's one ball and two strikes. Infield and outfield straight away. 5-3, Jacksonville on top of Gwinnett here in the penultimate game of the 2024 minor league season. Pushard ready, the 1-2. Fastball cut on and hit off the catcher, Sanchez, to stay alive. Still 1-2. So Tommy Doyle warming up. He pinched. Thought it was a lot earlier, but he pinched all the way back on Wednesday. It was not a good outing for him. 3 runs, 2 earned, 5 hits, and 2/3 of an inning. He was not able to complete a frame. And he'll be brought on, presumably, for the bottom of the eighth. 1-2 on the way. Fastball cut on, hit hard pass to diving Hostetler at third. That's out to left field. So Anderson is first base hit today, and boy, the game that Bennett Hostetler is having post-second inning is one for the ages. Doing it on defense, his first AAA home run, a two-run double. He's brought in over 50% of Jacksonville's 5 runs today. 3 for 5, I think that's 60%.
It is, and it's a two-run advantage. So without Bennett Hostetler,
tie game at three.
Pretty easily there.
He almost came up with a diving catch at third. The pitch now to Velasquez. He squares the bunt, but he takes a curveball outside for ball one. I mean, frankly, if it had not been for Bennett Hostetler, Gwinnett would be winning 3-2. Thanks for a nice interview, if you do such a thing. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. That's ball 93, blown by him at the letters on the outside corner. It's 1-1. 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Jacksonville tonight. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Stripers. They have the potential tying run at the plate, and Andrew Velasquez, who's 1-for-3 with a double. The 1-1 lays off. That fastball misses high and away. It's 2-1. So Jacksonville, they do have one challenge left, and Gwinnett has not missed one. They're 1-for-1 tonight. Infield plays the left-hander to pull. The 2-1 on the way. Swings, rips that ball in a line to right, but it's tailing foul and out of play. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwinnett is out hitting Jacksonville tonight, but the Jumbo Shrimp have outscored them by 2. And it's a lot closer. Last night it was an 11-3. Out hitting Gwinnett, out hitting Jacksonville. Tonight it's 9-8, only 1. A 2-2. Fastball at the knees. He's rung up looking for strike 3. A little bit of a pause at the plate by Velasquez. He opts not to go with a challenge. And he'll walk back sullenly to the first base dugout. Second punch out for Pushard. And that'll bring up J.P. Martinez, another southpaw hitter. It was 1-for-3 with a stolen bag tonight. And at first is Anderson, a leadoff base hit. There's one gone here in the eighth. Jacksonville 5, Gwinnett 3. Pusher and Rennie, the right-hander's first pitch. Martinez checks his swing, breaking ball in the dirt, appeal. And the second base umpire, Willie Traynor, says he went around. It's 0-1. 0-1 on Martinez. Loyal still continues to get loose. Now on the right field line. I hear music. Is there another concert at Daly's?
Sounds like it, right?
Yeah, the lights are going. Pinch. Martinez takes a slider in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike.
One thing that's been kind of cool the last few days, we've heard this during the day, when the Jaguars have been practicing across the street, they're preparing to play on Monday Night Football in one of the most hostile, if not the most hostile environment in the NFL, in Buffalo. And they've been pumping in this crowd noise you could hear from probably across the river.
1-1. Martinez swings. Bouncing ball into second. Fielded by Spahn. Could be two. Goes to second. One. And the first, a double play by Serna. 4-6-3 and the inning is over. Great shovel pass from Spahn to Serna. And an even better relay to first to retire the side. No runs ahead after the double play ball. Nobody left on base. It's a two-run advantage for Jacksonville, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3. Jacksonville on top of the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The weekend in July, where the baseball world revolves around the Village in upstate New York, Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher in for the Gwinnett Stripers is right-hander Tommy Doyle. The Doyle making his second appearance of the series. He threw back on Wednesday, could not complete an inning. He allowed three runs, two earned on five hits in two-thirds of an inning. And his first task will be Ollie Sanchez. We'll give you the final line on Alan Winans in a moment. The pitch, Sanchez swings and misses. And a slider in the dirt outside. It's 0-1. So the final line, also Anthony Maldonado getting loose for Jacksonville in the bullpen. Right-hander, 5-3 Jacksonville. The pitch, Sanchez takes a cutter this time downstairs. He lays off, though. And it's 1-1. So two innings out of the bullpen for Winans. A run, it was earned on two hits. Walked one, struck out two. Now it's up to Tommy Doyle, the pinch. Swing, ball lifted foul to the right side by Sanchez. It's out of play. It's 1-2. So Doyle is 6'6", 244-pound righty from Vienna, Virginia. Signed as a minor league free agent by the Braves in November of 23, so right before this season. There's a competitive balance B-round pick by the Rockies in 2017. 1-2. Breaking ball cut on it in the air to right, but it's foul, way out of play. And we'll do it again. He's making his second appearance this series against Jacksonville. He'll deal with Ollie Sanchez, Bennett Hostetler, Harrison Spahn, 7-8-9. Jacksonville on top, 5-3 in the eighth. The 1-2, check swing, didn't go, and that fastball misses outside at 95. It's Two balls and two strikes. And Anthony Maldonado warming up in the bullpen for Jacksonville, so he'll most likely be brought on for the ninth, the 2-2. Swing hopped up by Sanchez. Right side of the infield, Anderson at first is under it. And he makes the catch going in and back out, reaching back over his shoulder. And there is out number one. Beautiful crowd tonight. They really packed the energy in this building. That'll bring up Bennett Hostetler. He's got 60% of Jacksonville's five runs driven in, so means he's played at three of them. A two-run double that occurred in the second inning gave Jacksonville the 2-1 lead. At the time, they never looked back, and he had a solo home run in the sixth inning. The pitch. He leans back out of the way, and a sinker missing up and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Tonight, he's 2-for-3. He has struck out one time. He's got two legs of the cycle. This will most likely be his last plate appearance, though, tonight. Doyle ready, the 1-0. Breaking ball cut on it hard down the third baseline. Foul on the ground. It's 1-1. And Ander digs in. Slightly open stance. And he holds that two-tone bat. It wiggles in a circle laid across the right shoulder. The 1-1. Swing, solid ground ball, rolled to second up the middle. Williams gobbles it up, fields to his left, fires to first. There is out number two, and that'll bring up Harrison Spahn. Now, Spahn is a great story. Had the pleasure of sitting down with him at a pregame interview in Charlotte last week, and he is just, I mean, he's seen things that not a lot of people have seen from California. Parents, his dad, worked in movies. The pinch, cut on and missed, a slider first pitch, he was out in front, it's 0-1. Is really interesting, is great, 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 and I don't know if there's one more great or one less, but at least two or three greats, grandfather, was a street performer. The pinch, cut on and missed, a cutter high and away, it's 0-2. And he was a famous street performer in Los Angeles, and while he wasn't really Popeye, but they base the character off of him. Now, they can't prove it, but he was a world-famous street performer, the 0-2. Swings, pokes a ground ball to first. Anderson fields to his right, flips to the pitcher. Doyle racing to first to cover the bag, 3-1, and that retires the side. But I just thought that was so cool, and, you know, not even more than that, going to this another time, but not many people can have that kind of cool story where your great-great-great-grandfather is a street performer in Los Angeles, and he could be the muse, as they say, for the original Popeye. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tommy Doyle, nothing across for Jacksonville. It sends us to the ninth inning next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your best friend in baseball. Does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
To the ninth inning, Jacksonville looking to win their second game in a row. And it's Anthony Maldonado on the mound. Top of the Gwinnett order, 5-3. Jacksonville in front. Gwinnett striking first, 23rd home game in a row for the Jumbo Shrimp, in which the visiting team has scored first.
But Jacksonville got four in the bottom of the second inning. Righty against righty. Maldonado, first base side, holds the belt. Here's the pitch to Williams. Swing and a miss. And a slider down and away. It's 0-1. Two-run double for Bennett Hostetler. And RBI singles from Jacob Marcy and Dane Myers. Gwinnett made it tight in the fourth. They got two runs there. Here's the 0-1. Slider low and away. A double steal plated Velasquez, and then later in the inning, Drake Baldwin, RBI double, made it 4-3 in favor of Jacksonville. But Bennett Hostetler homeward in the sixth to get things at 5-3, and that's where we're at right now. 1-1. Knocked foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 1-2. William Sanchez and Baldwin. Penultimate game of the regular year. We wrap up the season tomorrow at 2:05. Should be a really fun broadcast. We'll talk about the 2024 Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. And out of play. We'll do it again. And also, of course, the Gwinnett Stripers are our friends on the other side. And Ty Bowen 2024. And you can listen on Valley Live, MLB TV, MILB.TV, ESPN 690, and ESPN690.com. Our coverage starts at 1:50. Back on ESPN 690. One ball, two strikes. Here it comes. Up and in with a sinker. It's 2-2. Like Gwinnett, these last two nights, they've really got to be kicking themselves. Yesterday, they out-hit Jacksonville 11-3. And lost 3-2. And today, Jacksonville has made three errors. And Gwinnett is out hitting the Jumbo Shrimp. And yet, the Stripers trail 5-3. Here's the 2-2. Lifted foul, first base side, and out of play, and we'll do it again. So as it stands right now, Jacksonville will head for a series win tomorrow if Maldonado can get through this ninth inning. All righty is ready. Deep breath. Here's the 2-2. Slider is low. Count is full. 5-3 the score. Here in the top of the ninth inning. No postgame show today being stream only. That feels pretty shallow on Williams, who has a lot of pop. Payoff pitch from Maldonado. Here it is. And he drops in a slider that's dribbled foul behind the plate, and we'll do it again. Jonathan Bermudez, A.J. Smith, Schauver in the season finale tomorrow. Hard to believe. We are at the finish line. Three and two. Here it is. Popped up. Out of play behind the plate, and we'll do it again. Catcher Sanchez shuffles the cards behind the plate. This is the 10th pitch of the battle between Maldonado and Williams. Slider low and away, ball four. Williams draws a leadoff walk, and the potential tying run coming to the plate here in Yolbert Sanchez. There are some dangerous hitters due up next. Sanchez is kind of a weaker bat. But Baldwin is lurking on deck, and then it's Trump. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. Slider is low. It's ball one. Infield and double play that. If Jacksonville could win it, actually pass Gwinnett in the standings. 1-0. Slider strike on the inside corner at the knees. It's 1-1. Anthony Maldonado,
He remembers a game, World Baseball Classic game in Puerto Rico, his dad's side of the family's home area. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Line drive left field. That's a base hit. Williams stops at second, and Sanchez is on at first as the potential tying run and the potential go-ahead run, the dangerous Drake Baldwin. 5-3, top of the ninth inning. In that game, Maldonado was watching. Puerto Rico lost in a really crushing fashion, and Maldonado told his dad, listen, if I ever get the chance, I will play for Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic, and he did last year. Here's the pitch to Baldwin. Swing! And a miss. A sinker at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. In case we play a bottom of the ninth, there is a left-hander up in the Stripers bullpen. No balls, one strike, the pitch. Sinker upstairs, check swing, no swing. It's 1-1. Outfield's deep in the other way. Right field, Jacob Berry is standing about a step in front of the warning track. Here's the 1-1. Slider is low, ball two. Maldonado has made 16 pitches here. Only nine of them are for strikes. Balls, one strike, here it is. Swing and a pop-up foul over the screen behind home plate. It's 2-2. It's Tyler Matzik who's warming in the bullpen in case we do play a bottom of the ninth. It would be the Jumbo Shrimp top of the lineup in the bottom of the ninth, but they would prefer just to finish it off here. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Slasher foul behind the plate, and we'll do it again. First and second, nobody out. Jacksonville 5, Gwinnett 3. Top of the ninth inning. Maldonado stares at second, looks again. Here's the 2-2. Sinker outside, and the count is full. Anthony and his fiance Claire getting married next year. He's very excited. She just took a new job that she's very excited about a month or two ago. And now time is called. Anthony was very excited about it as well. They really support each other. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider downstairs. Strike three. So one down here in the top of the ninth inning, and up comes Chadwick Trump. First and second. 5-3. Jacksonville leading, and Ollie Sanchez going out to the mound. Well, Ollie Sanchez, he loves going out to the mound. Puts his right arm around left shoulder of Anthony Maldonado. Davison De Los Santos comes in from first base. He also kind of loves to go to the mound. Trump is a really dangerous hitter. He's 0-4, though. Last 28 games, he has a 952 OPS. And he's driven in 26 runs, so nearly an RBI per game. 5-3, Jumbo Shrimp leading the Stripers. One out, two on, first and second. Gwinnett batting top nine. Righty against righty. Trump. Slight open stance. Left front heel in the air. Here's the pitch. Skied into shallow center field. Shortstop Serna going out. Second baseman Spahn out. And they're called away by the center fielder Myers, who makes the catch. And there's two down. Williams back to second. Sanchez to first. And it all comes down to Harold Ramirez. Jacksonville 5, Gwinnett 3. Two out, first and second, top of the ninth inning. Maldonado looks at second. Deep breath, holds at the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in, it's ball one. Boy, if Gwinnett is going to really dare here, they have a franchise record, 216 stolen bases, third most in AAA. Runners have huge leads. The 1-0. Slider, strike at the knees outside corner at 21. For what it's worth, Hostetler is guarding the line at third, but De Los Santos is way off the line at first. Second baseman Spahn pushed up the middle. Outfield the other way. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Slider, strike at the knees outside corner. It's 1-2. Gwinnett had their final strike. And much of this crowd rising to its feet. 1-2. Maldonado ready. Looks at second. Brings it home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Shrimp win. Anthony Maldonado slams it shut here in the ninth inning. And a four-run second powers the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp to a 5-3 win over the Gwinnett Stripers. It's two in a row for the Jumbo Shrimp going into their final game of the season. Maldonado picks up the save, and Jacksonville knocks off Gwinnett 5-3. In the ninth inning, no runs ahead, and two runners left on base. We will keep it here to give you the final totals and wrap things up. Anthony Maldonado, a scoreless ninth inning for him. And Jacksonville, nice 5-3 win today. The Jumbo Shrimp improved to 72-76, 37-36 in the second half of the year, with 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, and 7 left on base. Gwinnett lost to 72-77, 37-37. 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. And the Stripers today, they left 11 guys on. Winning pitcher, Yonny Chirinos. That is appropriate for his final outing of the year. He is 10-6. And it's Bryce Elder who falls to 10-6 as well, taking the loss. And as mentioned, Maldonado, he picks up his 5th save. Great crowd today. They have all stuck around for postgame fireworks. It was 9,180 fans. They witnessed a 2-hour and 41-minute game. We started up at 6:39 local time and wrapped things up with a strikeout at 9:20. Shrimp win. Final score 5-3. We will wrap up the season tomorrow. Hope you can join us. We're going to clean out our crowd line for a moment as they prepare to shoot off fireworks. 2:05 first pitch. It's the final game of the 2024 regular year. Our coverage starts at 1:50 on Valley Live, MLB TV, MILB.TV, ESPN 690, and ESPN690.com. Jonathan Bermudez starts that game for the Jumbo Shrimp against A.J. Smith-Shawver. Thank you again for joining us here tonight. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. And we are bittersweet about one more tomorrow. Hope to see you here. It should be another great crowd at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. And it also should be a really fun broadcast. Matt and I are very excited for that. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. Shrimp win 5-3. For the rest of our media crew, Joey Roberts and Adam Glover, and my partner Matt Davis, I'm Scott Kornberg. This game has been a broadcast presentation of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Final game of the regular year, 2:05 first pitch. And our coverage starts at 1:50. Talk to you Sunday. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Good night, everybody.